Hi guys, welcome to another podcast. I'm Josie. I don't think I introduced myself before, but we're doing up some major changes, and let's just start by saying my name is Josie and I'm the voice behind the podcast. Now I'm gonna start recording and uploading three times each week, Mondays, Thursdays and Fridays. Today's Monday, and our theme for Mondays are Mission Mondays, where we discuss ways in which one can better themselves. We discuss challenges as youth. We discuss success tips. We discuss, you know, things that people need to be aware of, like scholarships, job vacancies, among other things. Now, on Thursdays, it's Talk Up Thursdays, and we're going to be discussing the social norms, you know, what's happening right now on social media, Jamaican Twitter, of course, can never leave that out, and, you know, popular social topics. Now on Fridays, it's Feel Good Fridays, and we're gonna be discussing anything that can contribute to one's personal growth, you know, emotional well-being and mental health. A lot of stuff is gonna happen, you know. I'm so excited. You know, I'm gonna shout out to my bro, Abiri. He has his own podcast as well. It's called Time Out with Biri, and you guys can check it out on Anchor here, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts as well. Now, today's Mission Monday, and, you know, we're gonna be talking about home purses have been hindered from, you know, achieving their personal goals. By means of not having enough finances and discouragement, because I did some research, and trust me, so many persons have not been strong enough to actually pursue their goals, because they have been discouraged by, you know, family members, parents, friends and so on. And it's something we need to discuss, you know. I spoke with a lot of persons, and they told me that, you know, finances have played a major role in them not achieving their dreams. That's along with the people around them who continually discourage them, you know. It's heartbreaking mentally, knowing mentally, you know, that you have great business ideas and you can change your life and change society, but can't actually pursue them, you know. Not many people can get loans because it's a rigorous process here in Jamaica. You know, you need so many documents, you know, along with your great-grandfather's toenail, unicorn's horn, and a mermaid's scale. All right, that was supposed to be funny. I don't know if you guys got it, but yeah, I'm just, you know, exaggerating on how much of a process it is to actually get a bank account here, much less loans. So it's tedious. Parents, you know, as youngsters, as youth, we often turn to our parents for, you know, advice, because they always say that they are, you know, the head, and they're responsible for you, and they're older and they're wiser. And as they would say, young bud na no stam, so they think they know everything. Well, in truth and in fact, sometimes they don't. Most times they don't. But you didn't hear me say that. Anyways, sorry. Many parents have discouraged their child or children from pursuing their dreams, mainly because they're scared. They don't think it'll work, you know. And I was having this discussion sometime, I think it was last week, with a friend. Big up yourself, Neville, if you're listening. You know, you're my usual listener, so of course you'd be here. He said, you know, the thing is, parents will often be that way, you know, they just want us to play it safe, but you can't make it big by playing it safe, you know. They probably tried something when they were younger and it didn't work out, so they just gave up on it and decided that no one else should try it. And that's so true. You know, they never tried to find out why it didn't work and make improvements or even tried something else. And that's the difference with us. We learn from our mistakes and we have the drive to be more than average. And that is, you know, it's kind of sad. It's really sad. Because, I mean, parents, you know, society changes so much over so many years. It changes every year. There's something new every single year. And it creates so many doors for opportunity where we can actually say, hey, I can do this because this is what's trending. No, this is what's in demand. This is what I need to do because it's my talent. I can do it, you know? And also, you know, making reference, he also made a reference to the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, it's written by, what's his name? Robert T. Kiyosaki, I think. And Neville said, you know, that's the poor dad talking, you know. The rich dad would have encouraged you to do the market research, give it a shot, and learn from it. And that's true. Many parents want their children to stick to the traditional jobs, you know, that is the doctors, lawyers, teachers, and so on. But there are so many creative minds out there, and no one should actually limit themselves or their children to anything deemed traditional. You know, Twitter. There is this young lady on Twitter. I can't say that word for the life of me. But she's on Twitter. Her name is Yashika. She got a scholarship, $27,000 scholarship to go to Howard University. And she actually needed some extra money for some, you know, some other causes associated with the scholarship. You know, and a GoFundMe was created on her behalf, and she was sharing it on Twitter. And you know, purses that have been, you know, contributed. On the first day, she got $30, and she was so happy. She cried. We're on the 50 today now, and she has accumulated over $10,000 on the fifth day, and the goal is actually $18,000-something, and it's going directly to the institution, so she won't actually have the money in hand. You know, it's just to pay for all the other expenses associated with her scholarship. And I must say, I am very proud. She hails from Manchester High. She graduated. She graduated a top girl from her high school, and she is, you know, she's smart and she deserves it. Now, on Twitter, there's always a negative Nancy's or negative, what's that, another N word that's from male, masculine word? Negative Neville's? Not you, Neville, but I'm just trying to find a word, a male name with N, and I couldn't find any. But you have the negative persons on Twitter that always have something bad to say. I mean, you know? Do you know how much of a complete jackass somebody would have to be to see an ambitious and intelligent young woman, you know, trying to go overseas to pursue an education, and then you're gonna say to her, yeah, we're gonna figure out white man school, why you're gonna stay and go away? I mean, that is so stupid. Everybody wants something out of life, and UWE is not like, UWE is a great institution. I admire the University of the West Indies. However, if she can go to somewhere else, you know, if she can actually go, why not? I mean, we're looking for, you know, better accreditation. We're looking for, you know, the best. And she got the best. It's not like she's forcing herself. She got a scholarship, and that was just to cover the minor costs associated with that scholarship. And for persons on Twitter to be saying that she's slash sickle, she's, what's the life of me? She should have settled Yui. Teka sunan wananga yui. I'm like, what? I mean, can the dunceness get any more dunce? Dunce. I mean, gosh. That is so, I mean, basically they're saying that she shouldn't try. I mean, nothing is wrong with asking. The Bible said you should ask and it shall be given. And purses are actually giving to her. And it just feel like bad mind to me. Because, I mean, this girl actually have a better life and you're going to actually stick up for Yui. Yeah, Yui is good, but one of that she wants. She go for what she want and actually she get the scholarship. So I mean, it was a case where she didn't, then I could or probably still wouldn't understand. But I mean, gosh. However, you know, she got the scholarship. I'm very, very proud of her. You know, not many persons can actually go and decide that they're gonna do this or that they're gonna do that and still continue doing it. Because I mean, I left high school. I'm gonna share my story where I was discouraged and I was not strong enough to actually, you know, fight it. I left high school and I was in business. I studied business in high school and I graduated with a plan. My plan was to open a business in Falmouth in the square. Alright, so basically, here's how it go. You know, in a square evening time of Falmouth, there's always, you know, high school students, William Nib, Holland High School, Cedric Titus High School, and among others, they're always in the square in the evenings. You know, sometimes they're just having their study groups. I'm kidding. They're just loitering in the town and that's what they do. No, I'm saying, let me, there was an empty lot in the square. It was right beside the pharmacy and I was saying I wanted to open a shop there, like where you can buy smoothies and, you know, milkshakes and, you know, pastries and so on. And that was my idea. I wanted to call it Slush. However, I shared the information. I shared my dream with a person. The parental, the masculine parental. Yes. So basically, I had an appointment set up with, you know, JN Bank and for a small business loan. I wanted to, you know, find out what I could do as a 17-year-old girl. I was approaching 18 years old, but I had a business plan. It was well structured. Everything made sense, and you know, I wanted to see what I could do, what could be done, and I had an appointment set up, you know, for the Monday. It was a Friday, and I decided that, oh, I'm going to share this with my dad. I want to see what he thinks. I need some encouragement. You know, I'm scared. I want to know, you know, what I can do. So I was like, you know, daddy, here's my plan. Me, what? You know, and I had a conversation. I want to explain to him that I want to open, you know, the little cafe thingy. And what my plans were, and that the lot is empty, and that I have the market already. I already done the market research and everything. And it was like, Josiah, me and say a little bit, you can't manage that. You need somebody big for you. That's where he would come in, you know. That's where he would come in for the encouragement, for security and stability. And instead, he was like, you don't see any somebody bigger. If you help you, you can't do this. Speaking of like a pay back people them their money, how that go work out? You need to have this and you need to have that. I'm like, yeah, I can, and that's whatever, and that's why you come in. No, Josie, you can't do that, my, we have to wait. You have to wait. You know? 3 years later, I'm 20 years old and I'm still waiting. I have gotten discouraged and I don't know. Sorry, it's 4 years later. Sorry. And I'm I'm like, what? You know, I could have done this, and now I'm here. I'm looking on Instagram. I'm seeing so many businesses, and I'm seeing so many. I've seen so many young persons operating, owning, and operating businesses. I'm like, here, my business could have in a market from that time. It's 4 years now. Imagine how it would have grown. You know, I'm an investor. I'm a business person. I know how to handle money in regards to, you know, investing and so on. So, you know, it's just a loss. And I'm old enough to, you know, pursue that dream on my own without caring, without having a care in the world who would, you know, support me. However, I don't have the same place. I don't have the market anymore, you know. Everybody's doing something, and I need to do something different, you know. And that's where I lost my dream of owning my own business. And it's kind of sad. So I'm currently leaning towards forex trading.
Yeah,
I've, you know, participated in, you know, forex training and so on with my mentor, and things have been going great. So I'm starting soon and seeing how that's gonna work out for me. However, yes, so it is important to be strong. It is important to ensure that, you know, no matter what people say, no matter what they say to you, once you actually have everything planned out, nothing can deter you from actually achieving your dreams. And nothing should deter you from achieving your dream. So I hope it's a lesson to everybody that you guys should, you know, do what you have to do when you have the chance, because you might never ever know when you ever have the chance again. You know? Now we are gonna be discussing some stuffs that I think people want to know. Jobs. You know, in the current crisis right now, many persons are without a job. However, there's still some companies here that are offering jobs. I'm not sure if you guys heard about the NCB Foundation partnership with Internet Income Jamaica. You know, there are providing $25 million Jamaican dollars in grants for Jamaicans who are now unemployed due to COVID-19. They're providing training with Internet Income Jamaica and education for students to learn how to earn online for over a decade. So their aim is to provide students with the vital training tools and support they require to build a successful online business. You know, the resources will be available to students, you know, to include online courses, you know, live training, and ongoing personalized support from experienced team experts, you know. So you can go on the NCB website to sign up for the grants to start your business. Also, House of Fashion needs a female front desk clerk. If you're living in Halfway Tree and interested, you can send your resume to the WhatsApp number 441-1812 by Monday, May 18th. That's today. Well, we could still try. You might never know. There's also just a bit of information. Caution, you know, that there's some groups of persons distributing care packages around Montego Bay, Jamaica, and then asking for donations via credit card and claiming that they are representatives of Fontana Pharmacy. So I want you guys to just know that this is not a Fontana initiative, and these people are not Fontana employees. So you have to be careful out there, because during Corona, there are many persons that are trying to scam people. And you gotta be aware of what's going on. So that's what I'm here for. I really hope you guys enjoyed my podcast, my little TED Talk here. Please let me know if you have any requests, anything you want me to add, any feedback. Just feel free to let me know. And thank you so much for taking the time out to listen to me. I really, really, really appreciate it. I'll see you guys on Thursday, where we'll be talking about the things, see what's going on in the social world. Thank you so much for for coming, and see you guys on Thursday. Bye-bye.